This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Fountain of Life Parish, December Farms Road, that's K Bus Stop, Agbara Lusada Road, Ogun State. Be blessed as you listen.
Can we just rise on our feet? Can you lift up your two hands and begin to appreciate the Lord? Wave them unto Jesus. If you can wave your hands and you are not feeling pain in the area of your head, the Lord is good. If you can lift every part of your body and you are not feeling pain, the Lord is good to you. That you are in church and not on the sick bed is a testimony. Your bank account may not be fat, but if you are not a burden to others, the Lord is still good unto you. No matter how serious your situation may be, no matter how difficult things may be with you, that you still have the gift of life is the testimony. That you are alive, alive and healthy is a testimony. That the enemy has not sent you to any grave is a testimony. Can you lift up your voice and say, Father, Lord, I thank you because you are good to me. Thank you because you are kind to me. Thank you because I am alive. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you because of the hope of better tomorrow that I have. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. It's important you open your mouth and appreciate him. If you cannot thank God, you may not be qualified to receive from him. Appreciate him. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. You will never ever change. You are the Lord. You remain the same. You will never ever fail. You are the Lord. You remain the same. You will never ever fail. You are the Lord. You remain the same. Oluwa etobi etobi o etobi Oluwa etobi etobi o etobi
kosiya
koseni talefi sakawe re o
etobi
etobi
Seni
talifi jakawe reo etobi Oluwa. With your own song and in your own way, can you just allow God to hear your voice of thanksgiving? Can you sing unto the Lord? Can you lift up your voices? and privately worship the Lord right there where you are. Lord, we bless your holy name because you are mighty. We thank you because you are great. You are greater than our challenges. You are greater than any situation.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you because when you speak, everything obeys you. Father, this morning I'm here to speak on your behalf. I'm here to speak your word. Father, Lord, I ask that my voice become your voice. And that you speak through me with power in the name of Jesus. And let everyone and everything under the sound of my voice obey your word this morning in the name of Jesus. And will forever return all the glory to you. Father, take all the glory in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to encourage you to let every part of you connect to everything we do this morning. And the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will send this word to you. I don't know if the person I'm talking to has not arrived. The Lord will send this word to you. Your life and situation will receive his word. And there will be transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. Only few people are saying amen yet. In the name that is above every other name, everything you say amen to will be manifested in your life in the name of Jesus. This morning we are looking at the topic divine reconnection. And just to remind us, today is another Breakthrough and Wonder Sunday. Breakthroughs and wonders will become your portion. Some people don't know how to say amen yet. If I need to say a word two or three times before you can be encouraged to say amen, maybe I need to pray for you that your tongue will receive fire. I expect a better amen. Today, in the name of Jesus, you are going home with your breakthroughs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. You are coming to church gradually. I'm happy you are almost in church. You'll be in church in the name of Jesus. Hosea chapter 4 verse 17. Hosea 4 verse 17. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. This statement in the scripture is one of those negative statements written concerning anyone. Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone. Right there where you want to bow down your head. Father, whatever I will connect to, whatever I will join myself to, whoever I will connect to, whatever I will do that will make you leave me alone, Father, in your mercy, please don't allow it.
Don't allow it. Don't allow me join myself to anything and anyone that will make you leave me alone. Whatever will make me lose connection with you, Father, by your mercy, don't allow to prevail in my life. Malitos caproto libara. Remas candobo repos celebritos ilia balata salada. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Please, I want to beg you, any prayer I ask you to pray, pray. Don't be casual. I want you to be sensitive in today's service. You hear something that sounds like a prayer point, pray. You hear a declaration, please say amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. What is your portion in a service like this will not be given to another in the name of Jesus. To understand divine reconnection, we need to start by looking at the word connect. What does it mean to connect? To connect means to bring together or into contact so that a link is established. To connect means to associate or relate. To connect means to join together so as to provide access and communication. You can understand why God was jealous about Ephraim and said, Ephraim is joined to idols, just let him alone. He can't connect with me. He has decided to have connection with idols. Let him stay on his lane. I'm praying for you. You will never suffer divine rejection. Maybe you didn't hear that prayer. I pray for you once again. In the name of Jesus, you will never be a victim of divine rejection. You know what the Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 4? Their sorrow shall be multiplied. They sting after another God. Meaning that any man or woman that disconnects from God and goes after another God has written application for multiplication of Israel's sorrows. That will never be your portion in the name of Jesus. That's why this morning I want you to listen to me very attentively. So, connection is the act of connecting. And as children of God, we must have connection with God. Divine connection is the act of gaining access to God and communicating with Him. Divine connection is the act of relating with God as our Father. Divine connection can also mean the process of God divinely connecting you to your divinely ordained helpers. I'm praying for somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. That particular person that once you meet, your life will never remain the same again. Whether the devil likes it or not, every wall of partition between you and that person gives way today in the name of Jesus. God loves connection. Our God is a relational God. In James chapter 4 verse 8, God speaking to you and I, He says, draw near to me, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. It is not only sinners that can suffer disconnection from God. Anyone having double mind towards God can also suffer disconnection. Anyone doubting God can suffer disconnection. David is one man I love. He loved to connect with God. In Psalm 63, if you read from verse 1 to 3, in one of those instances where David decided to connect with God, he said in Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3, "Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land like Nigeria, where no water is." In a place like Nigeria where things are difficult, where one government will come in after the last one with promises that for Kambale, Oma wa okay, Amagbewale, Amashele. And instead of it coming down, it's going up. Instead of things getting better, it's getting worse. In a situation like that, David was still saying, "My soul thirsted after God. My heart desire is to connect with my Maker." He says, "To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in thy sanctuary." David was not just coming to church and seeing the power of God move, seeing people fall under the anointing. He was a man that wants to connect with God both in church and in his house. So that was why maybe that day he attended the service and the power of God moved. And he left that service telling God, "Early in the morning, every day I'll be seeking you to see your power as I saw in Sunday service. I want to see your power and your glory again." Because thy loving kindness, verse 3, is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. I want you to ask your neighbor this morning, do you still desire God? Is your heart still panting after God? Do you still feel the need to connect to God? Or you are totally disconnected from him already? No matter how things are in Nigeria, no matter what is happening around you, no matter the story you have to tell about what you are passing through, your situation cannot change God. But God can change your situation. Your situation cannot give God a bad name. But God can change that name that your situation has given you and give you a new name that your new status will bring to you. I'm sure the woman with the issue of blood, the day the issue of blood ceased, if there be anybody in the neighborhood that used to describe her, saying, "Don't you know that woman that used to have the issue of blood?" I'm sure by the time that problem was over, the story would have changed in the mouth of our neighbors to, "Don't you know that woman that God has healed from the issue of blood?" May that be the experience of someone in need of healing here this morning. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 to 13, the word of God is coming to someone this morning, saying, "Fear thou not, For I am with thee. I have not disconnected from you. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I am still your God. I have not changed. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God has not cast you off. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. Now listen to the last part. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. What connection can be better than God holding your hand and saying, my son, my daughter, let us walk together to your destiny? I have a word for someone this morning. The Lord will hold your hand. The Lord will carry you. And the Lord will take you to your place of destiny. The Lord will take you over that obstacle. The Lord will lift you above that wall the enemy has erected before you. In the name of Jesus. By the help of God, you are leaping over that wall. Your connection determines the dimension of help that is available to you. There are those that are connected to men. They know people. But connection with men is limited connection. There are certain dimensions of help that man is never enough to provide. Men are never enough to provide. That's why you must have connection with the God that creates all men. Your connection determines your collection. That's why every wrong connection brings bad collection. That's why if you are connected to ungodly powers, there are certain flow of evil that will be coming to you. Your connection depends on your network. You cannot have MTN SIM inside your phone and you'll be receiving and you'll be connecting to here there. Is it possible? So you can't be connected to the devil and be expecting the best of God. That's why your network determines the quality of your connection. And your network determines your net worth. Praise the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In today's Nigeria, one of the things every man will desire is to have suppliers of needs. Abi, how will it be that every morning a lot is just waking you up left, right, and center? I'm sure virtually everybody under the sound of my voice will like that. But the truth of the matter is that there are many people that have your account number, but you are not on their priority list. There are many people that have your account number. The bodies on their neck cannot allow them to remember you. There are many people that have your account number that you can only get alert from them if you carry your problem to them to beg them. There are many people that have your account number who can only give you a lot because they pity you. And what any man can give you depends on the worth of that man. A man whose account is empty can't send you money. A man whose account cannot carry your problem, cannot give you an alert that will make you smile out of your problem. A man whose resources is not enough to solve his own problem cannot solve your own. That is why in this present Nigeria, all of us must return to God, who promised us that he will supply our needs according to his riches in glory. So that from the net worth of the riches of his glory, from the net worth of his treasure, we can begin to know what it means to be getting resources from divine treasure. Your connection determines your source. Whoever and whatever you connect to becomes your source. That's why when we connect to God, we have the opportunity to table our needs before him and expect him to do something about it. Because we are connecting with God, believing him as our source. I'm praying for someone this morning. Your God and my God will prove himself to you that he is unlimited in resources. Somebody did not hear what I said. I said, I am praying for you. And in case you don't like this prayer, I'm praying. You don't like the declaration, I want to shout from that place back to sender. I am praying for you that in this season, may God introduce himself to you as the God that is unlimited in resources. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I want you to listen very carefully to me. There's a problem called the problem of disconnection. And let me use PSTN to explain it. If PSTN disconnect light in your house, what will happen? There will be power outage. Abi? Or when they take off the light, if somebody call you, is there light at home? What will you say? There's power outage. No light is Nigerian English. There's power outage. When there is disconnection in the realm of the spirit, also there's power outage. And anytime there's disconnection, another thing that happens is that darkness is evident. Darkness manifests. Two things. And every other thing that disconnection brings is tied to those two things. When a man has lost connection with God and the power of God is no longer effectively working in the life of that man, in favor of that man, the power to prevail over the enemy will not be evident again. When a man has lost connection, darkness will be reigning and ruling in the affairs of that man. That's why this morning, I want every one of us to desire connection with God. And if you are sincere with yourself and you realize that there is this connection already, I want you to be desperate to reconnect with God. And that's why we are here this morning. That's why this morning, depending on how you choose to write it down in your notes, There are some instruments of divine connection or reconnection. I want to take us through before we pray. Number one is genuine salvation. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 makes us to understand that the hand of God is not shortened that cannot save. His ear is not heavy that cannot hear. But our sins could have caused disconnection between us and God, so that his face is hidden from us and he cannot hear. That's why this morning, before I mention the other things and we pray, I started by telling us what God said concerning Ephraim. Ephraim has done himself to idols. Leave him alone. And in Psalm 16 verse 4, the Bible says, their soul shall be multiplied. They that is after another God. Anyone that God has disconnected from or has disconnected from God knows. And there are dangers of being disconnected from God. If you read Psalm 73, I think verse 25 or thereabout, David says something that they that go far from God will perish. I am praying for everyone under the sound of my voice. You will not perish in Egypt. That's why this morning, while our lives are closed, you want to be sincere with yourself that between you and God, there's no relationship again. There is disconnection. I can't feel the presence of God around me again. I can't feel God being on my side again. I think there's this sense of guilt within me that I need to return back to God. It doesn't matter who you are, whether it is me or you, it doesn't matter. Everyone in need of divine reconnection must be sincere enough to reconnect. While your eyes are closed, I want to put your right hand on your chest. If you agree with me that you need divine reconnection, you need to reconnect back to God. It's possible that you have not even totally lost connection with God, but your network with God is weak. Your fellowship with God is weak. Your interest in the things of God is weak. Your passion for God is weak. Those are signs that connection has become weakened. Put your right hand on your chest and just begin to speak to God. Say, Father, I return. I return. I need restoration of connection. I need reconnection. Father, connect me back. Kalibrotos kamanada. Litos kapreto parabashataya. Lord, I come back to you in complete surrender. I want total reconnection. I don't want to suffer power failure. I don't want power outage in my life. Makalibrotos kalimos kana. Makele peruate noboso prataya. Elitos kelebe. Leroboso notosa. Errabalataya balates copreteliatana no salia. Errabalata shalabura. Litos kebretoda mosco prataya. Speak to God. Speak to God. And those of us with our hand on our chest, I want you to rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise on your feet. Litos. And I want you to run to this altar. Just come to the altar. I want you to begin to speak to God. Father, I am back to reconnect with you. I don't ever want to lose your presence. I don't ever want to lose connection with you. Don't resist the call. Just come to the altar. Come to the altar. Come to the altar. If you have been given your card, come to the altar. Malado barakas koto librana. Elote so barama shatalaya. Thank you, Father. I want to just say this after me. Lord Jesus, I come again to you this morning because I need to be reconnected back to you. I need restoration of connection and fellowship. Father, set me. Father, draw me closer to you. Don't let me return back to the world. Father, let the fire of your love be burning my heart from today. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. God bless you. You can go back to your seat. Just fill our decision cards and give back to our people, and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Instrument of connection number two, praise and adoration. Praise and adoration. It's unfortunate that in the church today, praise and worship has become what we do to wait for latecomers. Not many of us know that praise and worship is a platform for divine connection. The psalmist in Psalm 107 verse 2, in Psalm 100 verse 4, Psalm 100 verse 4, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Praise and worship. Heartfelt worship gives us access to connect to God. Number three, instrument of connection is the word of God. Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That's why I'm sometimes worried when I stand to make declaration from this altar and some people cannot say amen. We are an amen church. If God is sending his word, even if it is one child that stands here and is making declarations from the altar, sending the word of God on behalf of God, you must connect and collect. That is why your amen is important. I don't know who is here this morning and you are sick in your body. I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, I send the word of God to locate every high doubt of sickness and infirmity in your body and they expire now in the name of Jesus. Instrument of connection number four, prayer. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. And in Jeremiah 29 verse 13 to 14, the kind of prayer that established connection with God. Jeremiah told us in Jeremiah 29 verse 13 to 14, he says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. If your heart cannot connect, your prayer cannot connect. If we say, let us begin to pray, and your heart cannot connect to the one who will receive your prayer in heaven and send down answers, you may be praying wasted prayers. I'm praying for you this morning as you pray, the Lord himself will connect with you and deliver answers into your hands in the name of Jesus. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I want to help me ask your neighbor, did you come with all your heart to church today? Because we are going to pray some heartfelt prayers. You are going to pour your heart to God. Your heart will connect to the heart of your father. And your father will intervene. In that very matter, he will intervene. Number five instrument of connection is service. In workers meeting this morning, I challenge workers. Don't give God your year service. Don't give God service as if we are begging you to serve him. Service is a platform for connection. Don't serve God in your own terms. Jeremiah 36 verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Things may be hard now, but God is still saying, if you don't withdraw service from me, if you are still connected with me on the altar of service, the days of prosperity, they are coming. They are coming. They are coming. And it's going to be a case of when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion will lie there in a dream, according to Psalm 126. We are in Nigeria together. I understand. I understand. I know what it means. I understand. We are in Nigeria together. We have not japa. I understand. But there's nothing we need at a time like this than to connect to God. And the last instrument of connection is sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. David said, I will not give God that which will not cost me something. You know, sometimes when I ask the ushers, how much is our welfare offering? And they tell me. And I divide the welfare offering by our attendance. Are you listening to me? And if I divide the welfare offering by our attendance, and I realize that on the average, one person did not give welfare offering more than 100 naira, I know that I need to pray to God. Two prayers. Prayer that if poverty is so chronic in our midst, God will heal us of poverty. And the second prayer is that if stinginess is reigning in our midst, God will heal us of stinginess. You know why? Welfare offering, for instance, is an avenue to sacrifice. Sometimes, if I want to pay school fees of a child that is not going to school, the welfare offering we collect, if we gather it together for 3 months, cannot pay the school fees of one child in a good school. Praise the Lord. So when you want to give God offering, sometimes you need to ask yourself, am I giving this to God like I am giving to a beggar on the street? Or I am sacrificing for God? I'm a pastor, and once in a while people have given to me. Praise the Lord. Once in a while people have given to me. And I will tell you, there has been times people give to me, I know that this is just a seed. There have been times people have given to me, and I know that this giving is just to pity pastor. Maybe the shoe I want that day is not shining, and the person feel pastor is struggling. Let me just give him something. But there have been times people have given to me, and I know that this is a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. As a pastor, no matter how difficult things may be with me, I usually don't like to burden people with my problem. Because it is not my desire that you add me to your welfare list. Praise the Lord. It's not my desire. Praise the Lord. It's not my desire that people give to me out of pity. And that's why, even when I have zero balance in my account, I can appear like I have 100 million. Because I don't want to be receiving from people out of pity. I want to be receiving from people, if anybody will give to me as a pastor, out of understanding that I want to honor God in his life, or I want to honor God through him, or God is leading me. Not out of pity. Because out of pity will make you look for 20 naira that is torn and say, take, buy pure water. Praise the Lord. Sacrifice. Solomon gave to God, 1 Kings 3:4-13, 1,000 burnt offerings. And that biblically was a record as at that time. And God responded with an open check. I tell you, it's not every Sunday you should give God 100 naira, 200 naira. There are some Sundays that you should come to church with a sacrificial heart. We had a program here some times ago. And as we finished and we're going home, somebody was going home, and the person ran back to me. And the person said to me that we have spent a lot of money on this program, he knows. And he said, as he was going home, the Spirit of God ministered to him that he should come back and empty his pocket in support of the program. And the person brought out his pocket and gave everything inside his pocket to me. And I said, you mean God? Man, he said, yes, God said I should sacrifice. There are certain junctions in life where it is sacrifice that we open door. I'm telling you, there are certain junctions where normal offering doesn't open doors. There are certain junctions. I'm not trying to prime you to become somebody that will be just giving anyhow out of emotions. No. I'm trying to prime you to know that if your heart connects to God, there are times that between you and God there will be agreement to release the unusual. That's why the man of God that came here to preach about sacrificial giving 2 Sundays ago may have come like he was sent from the province. But don't approach it that way. He came to deliver God's mandate. Those of us who are free form to be part of the sacrificial giving, be part of it. Please, if you don't have anything, God understand that you don't have. And whatever you give to God out of not even having anything, God sees it as a sacrifice. And we reward sacrifice. God rewards sacrifices more than giving. Psalm 34. Those that sow in tears, Abby, they will reap in joys. In joy. A man can be in tears and see through. This church we have, I've told us before, is a product of sacrifice. Somebody bought this land, wanted to build his house on this land. And God said to him, that land is for church. Go and release it. He didn't have another land. And he did not have money to buy another land as at that time. But God said, that land is for church. Go and release it. And that's the reason why we are here today. The same person does not just have a land now. The same person has houses in the same environment now. But at that time, this was the only land he had, and God collected it. If God cannot collect something that will pain you from you sometimes, that great future ahead of you may not be delivered unto you. That's why this morning, God has sent me to you to preach a sermon that is not popular, but a sermon that can set the boundary line between the small and the great, between the ordinary and the extraordinary. And the Lord will expand his word in your heart. Can we all rise on our feet? Before the Lord our God, we've come to bow. Hallelujah. Before the Lord our God, we've come to bow. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.